Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can. We have a guest today. If you want to throw out your comments, questions, please do. Ted Nugent will be joining us in about 13 minutes here. Actually, 6 minutes, forgive me. 6 minutes, we will have Ted Nugent on live for the show. We'll have him for a couple segments, ask him some real deal questions concerning the Second Amendment, and maybe even go back just a little bit further with Ted to see where he came from, how he grew up maybe. I don't know. We'll see how far he lets us go, okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out, friends, on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. There we are. Morning shows on the right side with Tim Brown. Also go on to SOL Radio Live on sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to that live feed over there, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, okay? Don't forget that. It's important that you remember that because that's exactly what we're going to get to concerning the Second Amendment today. The Bible is the rock. Our God-given rights, friends, are under attack, and we are here to stand for them and fight back and defy and defend ourselves if need be, friends. Read 1 Samuel 13:22 when you get a moment. Understand how you control and oppress a people, disarm them. If you want to see how you hold your own, go to Luke 11:21 and verse 22 as well. So, folks, let's get to this. When you think of a Ted Nugent, you really kind of have to roll things out and think things through. And I'm going to get to a little bit of that when we get him on the air here. And with that said, friends, it's just not the run-of-the-mill conversation. And you guys know that at the beginning of last month, we actually had Governor Ventura on. And I grew up watching Ventura, as have I grown up listening to Ted Nugent. And I just thought about that this morning. And I'm going to bring some of those things up in thought concerning the questions that I want to propose to Nugent as to how I grew up under listening to him. And it's kind of crazy how this thing plays out, because you're not just, like I said, you know, one of the things that we like to do here is we like to get real people on the radio, because I get tired of the run-of-the-mill, the normal. You know, you already know what they're going to ask. You already know how they're going to answer. Well, you guys all know Nugent's not going to just answer the way everybody else answers. He's the guy just like Ventura, who says what he believes. And one of those scenarios came up not too long ago, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this is from October of last year, and it was dated October 7th, 2021. And these clowns from the Young Turks went after Nugent concerning the whole pandemic. And I'm not going to tell you too much. I want you to see this for yourself. But this will give you a little taste as to what we're in for in the next two segments up and coming concerning Ted Nugent. He was asked what he thought concerning, you know, those that have taken the experimental jabs. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let this guy set it up for you. And I want you to hear as to how it went for them concerning Ted Nugent's answer to the question. You ready for this? I don't know that you are.
Take a look at this video.
Well, would you speak to the people who believe it is a worthwhile vaccine and it is saving lives? Are they just dead wrong? Have they been fed a fed line from the federal government?
Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the people that went ahead and got the jab. I speak their language. I would speak to them thusly. Bah, 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 bah. They understand that.
Well, so all these millions of people that got the shots, they're just stupid?
Yep.
Well, you know what, folks? The truth of the matter is the truth of the matter, and sometimes truth demands a response, and someone's got to say it, and that's exactly what was said in this particular case. I was going to spend a couple minutes just kind of highlighting some of the things that were, well, concerning the experimental jab, and maybe some of the truth that was spoken when he mocked those that took the experimental jab, because the side effects, friends, are just second to none. And I could spend at literally 3 hours just highlighting the side effects from these said vaccines. That's how they're being sold to you. But for the sake of time, we're not going to do that because I don't have 3 hours to do that right now. I just kind of wanted to put a little salt on your tongue as to show you as to what we're in for in the up and coming two segments. I also wanted to highlight this with Ted Nugent. One of the things that I've noticed is he's always challenged on the mainstream media. In particular, I'm thinking of Piers Morgan from CNN, Communist Networks News, and how this false narrative and the false statistics are thrown at our friend Ted Nugent and how he responds. And again, this is the very reason we're bringing up, him up on the show over the next couple segments due to the fact of this criminal administration and their five-point attack on Americans and our God-given rights. Because this is exactly what we're going to see with Ted Nugent. This is exactly what America's going to get. And what he's saying, again, is he's holding to the truth in which he believes in. And by the way, in this particular case, it is the Second Amendment. These are our God-given rights. And when you look at the Bill of Rights, friends, they are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people in this country, just for the record. But I want you to take a look as to how Ted turned this back over on that of Piers Morgan. And again, I don't know too many people that would actually just answer him in such a fashion as the way that Ted did. And high five from Bradley Dean over to Ted Nugent concerning the way that he did answer Piers Morgan's. But again, look at this, friends, as to what Ted did, how he turned the narrative on them and brought it back concerning the truth of the matter. And here we go.
Felony recidivism problem in America. Let's focus on that together and leave the rest of us alone.
I won't leave you alone because this is a debate that has to be had in America.
And we appreciate that because you're the perfect poster boy to stand up for the things that make no sense at all to common sense people.
Well, there again we have it, right? I'm actually kind of looking forward to this, friends. I want to, and it's interesting because I don't think that was the one that I wanted to highlight, but we got what we teed it up for. So anyways, with that said, friends, we're going to have Ted Nugent up on the other side. Looking forward to this interview. As much as I was with Jesse Ventura, what are we getting ourselves in for? I guess we're going to find out. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come and take it. Come and take it. Come and take it.
Well, folks, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend, Ted Nugent. Ted, I totally appreciate you jumping on air with us in such a short amount of time. You got a brand new album out coming in the end of April called Detroit Muscle. We appreciate you, man. I'm glad you're there doing what you're doing. And again, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for jumping on in such a short amount of time with us.
Well, Bradley, I appreciate it. This is the Sons of Liberty. I'm the daddy of liberty. So happy turkey season. Happy frickin' time. Happy America in spite of the insanity all around us.
Amen. Well, Ted, let me ask you something. And I thought about this last month. At the beginning of the month, we'd actually had Jesse Ventura on. And I'm in Minneapolis right now. And I realized before I got him on the show that I grew up watching that guy. And I was thinking, well, what are we going to talk to Ted about today? And in the process of doing so, I thought, wait a second. I remember in high school when these Walkmans came out and everybody put their headphones on. I remember hearing songs like Cat Scratch Fever and Stranglehold, and I thought, I grew up listening to Ted Nugent as well, and now you got a brand new album out. You're kind of known as what you just introduced yourself as the patriotic guy in the United States of America, so I thought to myself, there's no better guy to have on than Ted Nugent, and here we are. I didn't hear that, sorry.
I said I would tend to agree with you because I'm cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock around the clock, Dr. Spock. I'm very much alive and 4 years. I'm making the best music of my life with the best musicians. I'm having the time. Mrs. Nugent is a goddess from heaven. My dogs are all tired from a morning on the ranch here in Texas. So thanks for having me on, because you obviously have Sons of Liberty. You celebrate truth, logic, and common sense, which means you deserve me. So let's celebrate that.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. I want to ask you a personal question, if that's okay. So were you born and raised in Detroit? Is that where you were born and raised, Ted?
Absolutely. Born in Detroit in 1948 when it was known as the arsenal of democracy, the discipline, the work ethic, the family values, the rugged individualism, that entrepreneurial man in the arena spirit of giving your heart and soul and being the best that you can be. That's the environment I was raised in. And I still, in fact, all my kids and all my grandkids are still being raised that way. And I got to tell you, Bradley, even though that was a unique era after clear good destroyed clear evil. The Japs and the Nazis just represented the most evil forces in the history of man. And it was the GIs that had freedom and a constitutional republic to come home to that I think gave them the extra piss and vinegar to defeat those evil forces. And that environment, though, that was a long time ago. Like I just said, I'm 74 now. I'll be 74 this year. That spirit, that attitude, that energy, that piss and vinegar, it's still alive and well all across this country right now.
Well, on a personal note, I want to know, if you don't mind, I got you for two segments, so I want to make this count. When you were a kid being raised up, how did that transition? What was it like being a kid in Detroit during that time era? How did that transition from elementary to high school into the rock and roll world? And then we'll get to our topic, if you don't mind.
I was so obsessed with certain things already when I was first born. My dad was a bow hunter, followed the great Fred Bear through the woods of Michigan in pursuit of white-tailed deer with a sharp stick, which was just literally an out-of-body samurai martial arts approach to life. And that bow hunting really imprinted on me. I became addicted to the mystical flight of the arrow, the fascination with wildlife conservation, hands-on, boots-on-the-ground environmental awareness and responsibility. So that's what kept me clean and sober through all the beatnik and the hippie years. It was I couldn't wait till October during the bow hunting season because it was a cleansing period, and especially the way I play music, because equal to the archery hunting lifestyle that my dad, you know, was already living, it was a new concept in that era, a return to the Cochise Crazy Horse concept. But also the Motown music, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, those phenomenal musical authorities in Motown, and then the Chuck Berry and the Bo Diddley and the Little Richard, outrageous, defiant, uppity firestorm of music, the electric guitar, literally, I had a guitar in one hand. Wait a minute. I had a guitar in one hand and a bow and arrow in the other in 1950. Here it is,
wow.
2020. I still got a guitar in one hand and a bow and arrow in the other. So between the discipline of archery and the morality of resource stewardship that was imprinted on me, not just by my dad, but the era. That was the self-evident truth of responsible conservation and managing herds and optimizing wildlife habitat. And I could tell you a lot of details about that, but it's remained with me all these years. So when I get ready to pick up my guitar, even at the tender age of 74, it literally is like the first time. It's a return to an unleashing of musical adventure and beliefs and defiance and outrage and uncharted territory. But I still hunt with the bow and arrow all the time. It cleanses the soul because you have to apply yourself. And those transitions from real early youth into my rock and roll teenage years, it provided me a true north compass setting so that I could avoid the stupidity of drugs and alcohol and
Amen.
Just stupid life decisions, death decisions. So here it is in 2020, and I continue to do so. But now I find myself literally forced intellectually to fight for those principles. And so that's why I'm a political activist like the Founding Fathers wanted all of us to be.
Amen. And I'll get to that after this next question. So from the time that you were conceived in Detroit all the way to where you were kind of sucked into the rock and roll world, or did you push yourself into the rock and roll world? Did you plan any of what took place, Ted? Or did you hope for the best and it ended that way for the best?
But isn't it fascinating that with the development of ballistic capability by Roy Weatherby and some of the Wildcatters, so you could go beyond the 30-30 Winchester and you could take game cleanly at longer ranges, which is another marksmanship discipline. Isn't it fascinating that when I was born in 1948, that it was the rebirth of the challenge, the difficulty, the self-imposed limitations of the bow and arrow. So that was so fascinating to me because every kid likes a bow and arrow and a BB gun and a slingshot, especially where I grew up on the outskirts of Detroit along the Rouge River Wildlife Paradise. So the transition was seamless, and I was too young and dumb and mushy-brained, aren't we all, at that age, that I followed my natural instinct to discover wildlife, to try to get close to that pheasant, to try to understand where the beaver came and where the otter came, and try to find out the difference between the birds. And last night I sent a text to my wife. I had an indigo bunting land on the tree next to me when I was bow hunting last night for pigs. And how many guitar players know what an indigo bunting is? But that wildlife pursuit and fascination not just remains intense today, but it is more intense because I fight so powerfully for freedom in the face of tyranny and power abuse and mandates and this guy that thinks he's president. So I need that healing powers of nature now more than ever, but I wasn't sucked in. How could you not pursue this power of Chuck Berry and Little Richard, and how could you not pursue the getting close to game with the bow and arrow? I literally have a bow and arrow next to me here. I just got done shooting, and I got my guitar here. I just got done playing.
Yeah.
So it was not about being sucked in. It was about being fascinated by these very challenging pursuits. And I've stuck with it all these years. And I raced off-road, and I've written New York Times bestsellers, and I train people on conservation and marksmanship and archery. I've been a sheriff deputy for 39 years. I've done federal raids with the U.S. Wow. Marshals. It's not like I have a very restricted lifestyle. I have a fascinating lifestyle. But how could you avoid the energy of Little Richard's music? And I didn't want to just listen to it. I wanted to find out if I had some of that in me. So I got a guitar. I found out I did have some of that in me, and I still have some of that in me.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, but I guess what I'm asking here, Ted, is did you plan the outcome for our stardom? I mean, you've
no,
been
no,
on, I, you didn't.
No, I have no idea. There's no, a kid can't plan.
Okay.
I was fascinated trying to learn a Chuck Berry lick. I was just obsessed. And no, there's no planning. And even today, I never wanted to be a rock star. I'm not a rock star. I'm just a great musician, by the way. I write songs. I surround myself with the greatest artists that have ever. All my bands since 1958 have been just world class, earth-moving virtuosos, dedicated, work ethic, gifted, talented. Some of it has rubbed off on me. And so, no, there's no planning.
Okay.
You know, Bon Jovi planned to be a rock star, and that's why he plays pop music. And God bless him. I'm not knocking that.
Yeah. Ted, I got a hard break. I got one more hard break to come up. I got you for one more segment. We're going to pull Ted Nugent back right on the other side. And we're going to get to the topic. How did he become the Second Amendment go-to guy? That's what I'm going to ask him. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. It's so hot across the globe, roads and roofs are melting.
The deadly heat waves of last week have sparked strange infrastructural events around the world, and temperatures are still going up. So how hot has it been exactly? Well, it's been so hot that a runway in London, Luton Airport, on the capital's outskirts, had to be closed off as it melted in the heat. Russia, a state sponsor of terrorism? Here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pye with the details.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating for it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on the Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pye.
This is USA Radio News. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis is requesting a special grand jury for her investigation of former President Donald Trump and his efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Willis says the move is needed since a significant number of witnesses and potential witnesses have refused to cooperate with the investigation without a subpoena requiring their testimony. President Biden says he's been able to manage his COVID symptoms despite having a runny nose, a cough, and feeling fatigued. The White House physician says Mr. Biden's oxygen levels are normal and he has not spiked a fever. On top of that, he's able to do his job in isolation. The president is being warned about the rebound effect, where some people feel sick again a few days after recovery. Just ask Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's exactly what happened to me. However, that is not a reason not to give Paxlovid, because Paxlovid succeeded in helping me get through the course really rather unscathed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have with us today, friends, yours truly, Mr. Ted Nugent, live with Bradley Dean here. If you've got any questions or comments, throw them out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com. The question that I want to ask our friend Ted Nugent is just this. Ted, how is it that you became the Second Amendment go-to guy across the country? And I got to be honest with you before I propose this question so you can answer. I have Larry Pratt, who's on my board, Gun Owners of America, and I'm friends with Sheriff Mack, so on and so forth. The list goes on. But the first person I thought of when I seen this five-point attack on the American people and their God-given rights by this criminal administration, coming from that of Joe Biden, you were the first person I thought of. And I thought it was important enough to get you on the show to answer for yourself, because we need to know, why are you the go-to guy?
Well, number one, I'm honored that you would reference me as a guy who does represent an absolute Second Amendment battle cry, because I always have. I think it started off that I was raised in a disciplined family. My dad was a World War II and Korea U.S. Army cavalry sergeant. Sergeant. Everybody needs a drill sergeant in their life, I promise you that. And so I was raised with a demand of accountability and individual responsibility, particularly when it came to firearms. We loved to hunt. We loved to shoot. Shooting and competition with handguns and rifles was always part of my upbringing, and it was a very important time because all young people are fascinated with firearms, and when you're trained properly and disciplined properly, it becomes 100% fun if you're safe. And there's only one gun law needed on planet Earth, and that is you never point it in the direction of anything you're not willing to destroy. There are no gun accidents. There's only handler's negligence. The point being is that when I carried a gun all my life. When I graduated from high school in 1967, I put a 2-inch Model 19 Smith in my belt with a couple of speed loaders in my pockets, and I liked to shoot, and I had a belt knife, and I had a clean handkerchief, and I had a bunch of guitar picks. I had a wallet with some identification, and I had stuff that I thought I would need every day. And the point is that when I started doing rock and roll radio interviews with the Amboy Dukes as early as 1965, the interviewers were always fascinated with the energy of my music because my bands have always been just incredibly energized and tight, like James Brown, our hero, black musical authorities with the driving force in how we perform. And so the radio guys, especially in a world of peace and love, they go, where do you get all this energy? They wanted to know what kind of drugs I was on. That's literally what they would ask me. And I go, no, man, I don't do drugs. This last weekend, I was out hunting with my dad, and we didn't get a deer, but boy, we went to the target range. We shot a couple of 22s, and they go, what are you? You killed deer? And so they would feign, I'm suspecting it was feigning shock that I would eat venison and carry a gun. And I'd have to explain to them, I'm a fun guy. I mean, you don't want to take me on in a wit competition, Pierce Morgan. And so when they would try to attack me for murdering innocent animals, I would explain to them, much to the enjoyment of their listeners, that eating venison and carrying a gun are two perfect things that a man should do. Self-defense is a responsibility, and without a gun, you're going to have to call someone else to try to defend you, which is irresponsible and dependent. And and balancing the herds and eating venison was also perfect conservation. So the point was, there was a lot of attack because I carried a gun and because I hunted. So I would come back. I didn't want to fight, so I'd always keep it humorous. I'm a funny guy. If you're not having fun with me, you're weird. And so as they went on, the attacks got more vicious and more nasty. And because they're incapable of debating me, they just print all these lies about me. Oh, you diss the Native Americans. I'm the best friend of the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Nice-skinned cowboys is a homophobic song. It has nothing to do with queers. What are you talking? So my point is that I saw these laws where I couldn't keep and bear arms legally when I'm on tour. And I go, wait a minute. My First Amendment is good everywhere. How can my Second Amendment not be good everywhere? So I started fighting. I worked with Gun Owners of America. I was on the board of directors of the NRA for 29 years with the highest votes this side of Charlton Heston, I've been told. And I took the attack to them. I never defend the Second Amendment. It's perfect. It doesn't need defending. I promote it and celebrate it, and I've changed, I'm guessing, millions of minds that unarmed and helpless is unarmed and helpless, and that's dangerously irresponsible. So I've been on the warpath to counterpunch the lies of the anti-gun people, and I've done quite a job of it.
Yeah, well, we have Samuel Adams who said back in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. How do you put that up in the face of these politicians that write these unconstitutional policies which undermine the U.S. Constitution with armed security detail around themselves defending them against the very people they're trying to disarm?
Well, number one, a big salute to you, Bradley, because truth, logic, and common sense is really important and a rare commodity in the media, and you're doing a fine job, and I salute you and Larry Platt and Sheriff Mack and all the other absolutists. And here it is in a nutshell, and this is where I slam the door shut on the Pierce Morgans of the world, which I do on a pretty much daily basis. I don't need any paperwork. I don't need a permit, and I don't need a license. And there is no chunk of terra firma in North America where I don't have my First Amendment. I have my First Amendment without permits, without paperwork. And there is no jurisdiction where my First Amendment doesn't apply. Period. Let's move on to the Second Amendment now. Shall we? My Second Amendment is from God. There is not a man who has ever walked the earth that has the control over whether I can keep and bear arms or not. I, Ted Nugent, can, will, and do keep and bear arms when I am alive. When I'm in touring, on tour in Europe, I've got a Glock 10 millimeter and six mags. When I'm, wherever I am, when you see me on CNN crushing the Piers Morgans of the world, I'm keeping and bearing arms. It's from God. No man can interfere with that. And there's not a building, there's not a street corner, there's not a chunk of earth where I don't have my Second Amendment right. Period.
One of the things that we continuously reiterate when this comes up, because we've seen these, again, these five-point attacks coming from this criminal administration once again, and I was going to highlight them, but you know what, for the sake of getting to the point, we're already doing a good job of doing that. I continuously tell the American people to tell those said representatives, no. No, I'm not disarming. We're not going down that road. We need to get on the offensive and actually remove these that call themselves representatives that are, in fact, violating their own oaths. What say you, Ted?
Well, I've been a sheriff deputy in Lake County, Michigan since 1984, and I've conducted federal raids against murderers and rapists and carjackers and stabbers and shooters and child sex traffickers. I think I got 14 felony arrests to my credit, which is why my guitar playing is a little sexier than everybody else's. My point being is that I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a provider, I'm an entrepreneur. I create jobs in my different businesses. I'm in the asset column. I obey the laws except the immoral ones.
Mm-hmm.
There are immoral commands running amok in this country. Keep means it's mine. You can't have it. Bear means I've got a couple on me right now, and they're loaded. That's all keep and bear means. So, again, Bradley, if you're not a member of Gun Owners of America, the NRA, and your state firearms association, Nancy Pelosi would like to thank you for bending over, because this is a culture war that's turned into a spiritual war, and when this lying punk of a president, he's not a president, this invader of the White House, this mindless, soulless moron puppet of an oath violator, Joe Biden, claims that lives will be saved and crimes will be reduced because of ghost gun control. Kiss my ass. This guy is a serial liar, the best friend for a rapist and a murderer and a bank robber and an assaulter and a home invader is Joe Biden and the FBI and the DOJ and our revolving door recidivistic engineering court system in America. And so people have to raise hell with their elected employees and go, my name's Kyle Rittenhouse. I get to keep and bear arms, and I get to use deadly force against me. That was a great moment, by the way. That might be the most pivotal moment in our lives, that Kyle Rittenhouse, a jury of his peers, went, yeah, the kid had the right to defend himself against armed attackers. So these are great times in the worst of times, because now we have more and more examples. Somebody called me last week and go, hey, Governor Abbott signed constitutional carry. And I went, no, he didn't. I was born with constitutional carry. I don't need some governor to tell me I have the right to keep and bear arms. So you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Washed and watered down, and Americans have perfected the embarrassment of bending over. And I say we don't bend over anymore. Call your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor every week and let them know that you have the right to keep and bear arms without paperwork.
Have you been challenged by that, Ted? I got you for two more minutes.
Yeah, I'm challenged all the time, and I stand my ground. But again, I helped pass House Resolution 218, where law enforcement gets to carry their guns nationwide. I happen to be law enforcement. I've got my sheriff's credentials. I have to qualify every 4 years. I qualify every year. Actually, I qualify every day. But I have the right to keep and bear arms. Like I said, in New York and in Chicago and Washington, I'm a cop, so I get to carry my gun nationwide. But that's not how it's supposed to be. We don't need reciprocity laws. The Constitution is nationwide, but we've bent over this far where the infringements have now taken over. So, Bradley, thank you for pushing absolute. I push absolutism, and I push it even on my elected employees in Texas, because they're not as tough as Texans think they are. We've got to push hard.
Amen. Thank you, Ted. We totally appreciate you, friend. Folks, again, Ted Nugent, we totally appreciate the time that we've had. 1-866-582-9933. That's all, folks, with Ted. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We just had Nugent on with us talking about the Second Amendment guy. And before God and man, he was the guy that popped into mind concerning who is a better go-to guy than he is. Because you're going to see these other guys are going to fraternize with the enemy. They're going to be diplomatic, which Ben Franklin said is seduction in another guy's. We don't want that here. And so what we did is we decided to pull up Nugent. And again, vote black and white, love him or hate him. The facts are the facts, and facts are stubborn things. And the truth demands a response. And that's all we're doing is holding to the truth that demands a response. And the response that we're getting for those that represent we the people is not good. So we must hold to the law. We must hold to what it is that our forefathers established by God concerning our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So not a better guy to bring on the radio. Now, with that said, friends, we could do 3 hours with Ted Nugent. There's so much out there online. I wanted to get to his upbringing. We have online that he is a Christian, and again, we all understand that it's God country as he declares, and as well, friends, that they are God-given rights. So this is all on common ground, and it's very patriotic concerning what we're highlighting here. So through the airs, you know, we can always get the good. And what I'm saying, friends, is we need to keep our eyes fixed on him who is the author
and the finisher of our faith, and hold to him at all costs so the world can see our light at every given turn. And we're doing our best to do that. And when we have guests, too, people must understand. It was like when we had Ventura on. Some guy said to me, it was a friend of mine who had said to me, Bradley, he goes, he just rolled right over the top of you. Well, it's not really that he's riding over the top of me. He's my guest, and we're asking him questions because we want to see what his perspective is as to what it is that he's bringing to the table. It's me giving them the opportunity to be the guest, and I did the same thing here with Ted tonight. And so with that said, friends, we appreciate the truth. We appreciate the fact that there's backbone in men that are willing to take the lead regardless. And that's exactly what I think we just got here. If you want to call in real quick, I got 8 more minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Some of the things that are being said online right now on social media platform is not what he said, just to make clear. I'm not here to justify or to defend, but I know what was said. So let's put it into context. Let's not take it out of context and confuse other concerning what we just heard. With that said, friends, I do want to go back to this. And it was one of those things that when I, during the first segment, I was going to show you a piece where Ted was actually schooling, that appears Morgan. And it was basically Ted putting the narrative where it belonged and turning it back at the enemy. And that's exactly what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, if I was to be giving my time over to all the interviews, I'll tell you what, I could do them all day long nationally. But it's more important for me to serve the people on this platform and try to spare some of the energy that I have by bringing some of the guests on this show to kind of help me out just a little bit. Now, I'm saying all of this, friends, because I want to go back and say what it is that I need to say. Well, Bradley, you sound like you're confused. I'm not confused. I perfectly understand. Piers Morgan was trying to accuse gun owners as those that are responsible for crimes today. And I want you to think about that. The U.S. government has these useful idiots put in place to accuse law-abiding gun owners as the ones responsible for committing the crimes of those that are acting unlawfully. That's not what you do. Okay, but that's what your government's doing. That's what Piers Morgan was trying to do. And what Ted Nugent did is he turned the whole narrative and drove it right back at Piers Morgan from CNN and told him, leave gun owners alone, law-abiding gun owners alone. And that was the video that I wanted to play for you right after the first segment here. But I had so much to push in here with Ted, I had to pick him up right away, and I knew that. And I also had to play, or I wanted to play, a little bit of his new Patriot song. The patriotic song is called Come and Take It off his brand-new album, which is called Detroit Muscle. So, again, boy, I mean, there's so much we could have talked about, but, again, we wanted to bring up the point of the five-point attack on Americans and their God-given rights coming from this criminal administration that I believe that we all have had enough of. And so what was the answer? No. No. You're not taking them. We will defend ourselves. Period. Write all the legislation, what you call legislation that you want. We're not going down that road. Period. Okay? Once those said representatives understand that you are defying them, that you are a dissenter, and you are not going to comply with their unconstitutional orders, folks, they're just going to get sick of trying. So fatigue them. Rather than them fatiguing you into compliance, fatigue them into doing what they promised to do. And if that's not good enough, then impeach them. Article 2, Section 4, if that's not good enough, prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, they're to uphold the law. Article 2, Section 3, and it's called the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. Friends, yesterday I had highlighted, as I was teeing this up for the show today, concerning how you control a people. Well, if you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it tell us? 1 Samuel 13:22 tells us that none of the children of Israel had weapons. Only Saul and Jonathan had weapons. So how was it that the oppressors, the Philistines, were controlling the lives of the Israelites, the disobedient, enslaved Israelites? Well, they disarmed them. And how do you empower them? Well, go to the New Testament, Luke 11:21 and Luke 22. And when you read that, friends, what do you find? I'm going to go over there. I'm going to give it to you so you can hear for yourself exactly what Scripture has to say. Okay? When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Period. But one is stronger than he shall come upon him and overcometh him. He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoil. How did he divide his spoil? He disarmed him. How did a man or a woman in America, how do they keep their palace safe? Well, they're armed. How do they keep their goods in peace? They're an armed people. So Americans, we don't need to be coerced out of our God-given rights. Either we're going to stand up and fight for them, right? Or else we're going to lose them, okay? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. You know, it's one of the things I was talking to my wife this morning about. I said, you know what? Love them or hate them, concerning some of our guests, Ventura, Ted Nugent, others. Love them or hate them, friends. The fact of the matter is they believe what they say. And in these particular cases, friends, in which we had them as guests, what they've had to say has been true for the most part. And I'm talking more about Ventura than I'm Nugent. Because when we're talking about our God-given rights and we're holding to our God-given rights and we're standing up for them, that is exactly what we are to do under God as patriot Christian conservatives. Period. Period. Patriot in the Webster's 1828 means to uphold dying laws. Okay? And that's exactly what we're doing here. And what we're doing is empowering the American people to understand that those said representatives do not have a right in any sense of the word in an attempt to disarm you, the American people. Zero. So when it comes down, friends, which it is, once again, this criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, he wants to go ahead and attack the American people with a new five-point attack on Americans and, again, our God-given rights. For every one of them, no. No, 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 and no, period. And mean what you say. I prefer that we get on the offensive. The Bible's clear when it tells us that we are to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. And what are you talking about, Brad? Well, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church, if it was on the offensive, 86% of those that call themselves Christians in this country, if they were on the offensive, corruption in government wouldn't have a chance in heaven. Seriously. They wouldn't have a shot. No pun intended. At our freedoms. The only kind of people that want to disarm other people are the likes of a Mao Zedong, of a Adolf Hitler, of that of a Joseph Stalin, a Pol Pot. The list goes on. A Benito Mussolini. Why? Well, listen to what Mao Zedong said. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. They want absolute rule over the lives of others, friends. And how do they do that? Well, they want you to believe that we need to get rid of the guns. Well, you first. You first. Okay? You know that's not going to happen. Then he said, Mao Zedong did, the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. So in other words, they want to play God. They don't want to be accountable to the people that they're supposed to serve. They want to play the demigod in thinking that they are God, and they arbitrarily make the rules as they go along. That's good for nobody, not even themselves. But they, like Satan himself, Isaiah 14, wants to ascend above the heights of God because he wants to be just like him. Well, they're not going to do that on our watch now, are they, Americans? Absolutely not. We're all ruled by God, including the president, including the three branches of government, including the incumbent, regardless of what capacity they operate in, concerning the upholding of the U.S. Constitution. So with that said, friends, thanks for joining us today. Again, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you, in fact, in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.